This is your staff announcer reminding you that Hillsdale College reaches far beyond their campus with their teaching. Their online courses on the Constitution, the nation's history, and exploring the work of brilliant authors are some of the most watched series created by Hillsdale professors. And now some of those courses have been put into DVD collections so that the learning can be shared in many more ways. These DVD collections make a great gift for family and friends.
Order them today at HillsdaleDVD.com. That's HillsdaleDVD.com.
Data mining technology that scrubs the internet looking for specific information is a modern-day reality. Even the IRS is using it. Now, word is out that the IRS and their army of tax collectors have access to sophisticated data analytics. If you owe money to the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief, 800-354-9295. Optima can help stop that army of tax collectors from targeting you. Call for your free consult, 800-354-9295. Well, here's a shocker. Harvard student newspaper, The Crimson, just ran an editorial calling on Harvard to hire more conservative professors. A month ago, the same paper ran a poll showing that 83% of the Harvard faculty identified as liberal or very liberal. Only 1.6% said that they're conservative or very conservative. The Crimson said these statistics do not reflect America. Really? Yeah, the editors warn the lack of ideological diversity creates a perception that Harvard does not welcome conservatives. They say it's why many Americans distrust higher education. They also say that adding conservative professors would help challenge prevailing ideas on campus. The editors believe that's a good thing. So why is the Crimson swerving into common sense here? Well, maybe these editors were shocked at President Trump's election. Maybe they suddenly noticed the giant disconnect between the Ivy League and the rest of the country. It really doesn't matter why, because the people who actually run Harvard are 100% liberals and they won't listen to a bunch of student editors. They may talk diversity, but they'll never embrace ideological diversity, especially if that means hiring conservative professors. Oh, maybe a token here or there, but on a mass basis, it isn't going to happen. I wish it would, but it won't.